How did we get to midlife already? Welcome to the Midlife Club podcast. We are your hosts. I'm Jeanette.
And I'm Donna. We're going to talk to you about relatable topics like life, love, parenting teenagers, and what we've learned the first side of 40 and what we still have to learn on the other half.
Sometimes our podcast contains some strong language, so if that's not for you, that's okay. But if it is, then let's get started.
At any point in the past year, did you ask yourself, what would I do if this turns into a zombie apocalypse? Where am I going to go? What am I going to take? How am I going to live? Well, our guests today are AJ and Ben of the Greater Good podcast. We're going to talk about all those things and really see what people would do. Enjoy. Hey, welcome to the Midlife Club podcast. We're shaking things up today. We have our first group of males on here. So we have a couple of roosters in our hen house.
Cluck,
cluck. We have AJ and Ben. Welcome to the show. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, we are very happy to be here. We are AJ and Gentle Ben of AJ Presents the Greater Good, spelled G number 8 GR, Greater Goods on iTunes, Spreaker, Google Play, Spotify, and all major podcast platforms. I ultimately write about all things food, pop culture, and nostalgia. And my saboteur, skullduggery-ridden co-host is trying to bring down everything I'm trying to build, as he is the bane of my existence.
I'm actually right the majority of the time.
Ah, there it is. The rooster's right.
Says, I have to say, AJ is ultimately right.
Contractually obligated to agree with
you. Lawyers got involved. It's a thing.
It was
enough.
And
I'm pretty confident. And I'm pretty confident I butchered the spelling of that when I tried to get
you
to
did.
It. Yeah, someone beat us to the greater good, so I had to change the spelling. It's GR number 8R. AJ presents the greater good.
Thanks,
sorry,
thanks
guys.
Thanks for clarifying.
Thank you.
Don't go to the other spelling. You're in the wrong spot.
Pretty Scientologist.
Oh my god. Yeah. So we met these guys over the gram.
Yep.
And we just think they're hilarious, and they've had us on their show. And so we thought, you know what? We want them on ours, and we're going to talk about what you're going to do in a zombie apocalypse.
Yeah, we're shaking it up.
Okay.
Usually we talk about the menopause stuff. We didn't want to bring the guys into that. So here we are discussing our zombie apocalypse plan. The first thing we need to do as a group here is determine what kind of zombies are we dealing with? Are we talking about World War Z zombies or like Walking Dead zombies? Because that's going to matter in our plan.
I was curious about that also. Do we have walkers or do we have runners?
I feel
like,
if
it's like 48 days later, they're like full sprint, like have rabies.
Yeah.
I know. I would like the walkers.
We're going to go with the walkers today because the runners scare the shit out of me. We're all going to die.
And I can't run that fast.
There is no plan. You'll just die. So let's have some kind of chance here and let's go with the walkers.
Let's be positive with our zombies.
Let's be positive. Go.
I do find a certain level of irony here that the Walking Dead was filmed in Atlanta, Georgia, just 3 hours south of our location here in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
But Black Summer, the Netflix exclusive zombie show, was filmed in Toronto, Canada.
Oh, was it really?
Ironically.
Okay,
in
so
your neck of the woods.
We looked into that. I think it's in Alberta.
Oh, really?
Really?
We Googled it because I'm like, hey, I said to my hubby, because we watched the show because you recommended it. And I said, AJ said this is filmed in Toronto. When we Googled it, it said Alberta.
Maybe it was both.
So thanks for, you're full of shit, AJ, but thanks for that.
If I had a nickel,
I think I just snorted.
If I was full of shit, I'd be a rich, rich man.
But thanks anyways. Thanks for coming out, AJ.
Oh my God. Well, let's start with, okay, so we know they're slow zombies, so that's good.
We're talking Walking Dead zombies.
Okay. So, what are the 5 items you are bringing with you?
All right, and I can choose any items, not just what's plausible or near me or anything.
Yeah, assume that you can go to your nearest. Do you guys have Costco's where you are?
Yes, I'm at Sam's Club. Stuff like that.
Yeah.
Okay, so assume you can go to all those places. You've got a backpack. What are your five things you're bringing?
Okay, I'm going to go super practical because it's some of the things that people just don't think about in these situations. And I know what you're thinking, like, what are the necessary things? Here in America, we solve our problems with guns. As it's been well documented, guns are the answer to quite literally everything. And I'm by no means anti-gun, but I'm not one of those Americans that thinks that more bullets in play is the solution for everything.
Yeah.
So outside of quote-unquote shooting the hell out of some zombies, I'm going to really stock up on my first two items, socks and underwear.
That is so not what I expected.
Yeah, you say that, but when you get about 3 months into this apocalypse and you haven't had clean or dry socks or underwear,
That's so true.
You know how fucking miserable you would be?
I would ditch the underwear. There would be...
you say that, then the chafe factor is just nuclear.
Your second item is chub rub. You need some chub rub for the thighs.
I was going to say chub rub, but I didn't know if you guys used that phrase, but yes, chub rub is in full effect. You're going to be Raspberry City, south of the border. And you got to remember, you're doing a lot of walking, too, so my third item would be comfortable boots and comfortable. So that's four of my five right there. Because you're going to be walking all day long.
Or running, yes.
Yeah, or running. Mm-hmm. So you need sturdy, comfortable shoes for walking slash running. And you need waterproof boots because you're going to be in the elements involuntarily at some point.
That's true.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah, that's four of them. I would say gun, but your gun's only as useful as how much ammo you have.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking machete.
Yeah, the biggest, sharpest knife I can get my hands on that requires the least amount of sharpening. Maybe like a lawnmower blade, and I'll duct tape the handle or like athletic tape the handle. Because it's got to be durable, too. It's got to essentially go through someone's skull repeatedly.
Yeah.
Yep. Agreed.
Yeah, so a kitchen knife, eventually you're just going to break the handle off of it.
True.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. These are good points. These are valid points.
These are good, yeah. Ben, yeah, what's your five?
Yeah. Socks and underwear, like the aggressive athlete's foot you're going to have after being in the rain. And being in the rain, sleeping outside, sweating, constantly running.
Wow.
And packing as many pairs of socks and underpants in this beginning as I can possibly get.
That sounds hot right there.
It's reality. Like, does no one else watch these zombie apocalypse shows when they're like a month, 2 months in some cases, using the apocalypse and just think, these people must smell like shit.
Yeah. Josh and I were discussing that, but some of the girls still had makeup on them. Like, not even reasonable. Your hair would be so greasy and nasty.
Oh my God. Ugh. Everyone has dreads.
Yeah.
Everybody's got dreads.
Shave that shit.
Shave your head.
Yeah. Are people with hairstyles from like the sixth or seventh season of Walking Dead when a black guy has like the cornrows? Like, are you taking the time to get that rebraided, you jackass? Are you fucking kidding me? Find some shears and just be done with it.
Yeah.
Like, I can't go anywhere. I need to rebraid.
Yeah, just wait, zombies. Just hang on. I gotta, just got to re-row this.
Styling your hair in a zombie apocalypse, you deserve to have your throat bitten off.
Oh, totally.
You're the worst person ever. You're not going to be able to. Totally.
Ben, you better shave your head.
We're all going to be full bearded, long hair, or we're just going to all get together as a group and like shear each other like sheep once a week for aerodynamic comfort reasons. It's one of the two. Nobody's getting their fucking hair done on my watch. Sorry.
No, agreed.
Guess I'm taking hairspray off my list.
Shit, there goes the hair gel.
All right, Ben, what's your five?
So five items. I'm gonna have to agree with AJ. I can ditch the underwear. I don't care about the underwear. I'll roll commando, but socks. Socks are important. The socks are very important.
Can't run with blisters.
You guys are talking about using blades too. Like you said, machete, and you said a lawnmower. That shit gets stuck. I'm going blunt object.
Oh.
I'm grabbing a bat, an aluminum bat.
Okay.
You're gonna have to carry one. I'll carry the other.
Yeah. That's interesting.
You gotta do it in an aluminum bat.
Uh-huh.
You can bonk things a lot easier than you can cut things.
All right. Okay.
I think he's right. The bonk factor is...
The bonk factor.
But the bonk factor doesn't necessarily incapacitate.
Yeah. They can still run with a bastion head. You'd really have to get to the brain. That's a lot of wax. You're not eating. You don't have the energy. How do you get through someone's skull?
Well, how about you go?
I'll take it from here.
Oh.
If you're asking any man about a lot of wax, Ben is the most qualified to weigh in on this one. No one can whack it like Ben, especially excessively, and to an unhealthy degree.
Ben, would you care to comment? Maybe perhaps save yourself.
Yeah, those glasses so he doesn't go blind. It's not a stigmatism, if you know what I mean.
Poor Ben.
Poor Ben.
It's just rude.
Oh my god, wow. That's too funny. What about a golf club? Fantastic. Could you switch it up for a golf club?
Oh, what would that do? Four.
Well, I feel like it's got like an end that would.
You'd have to whack.
I gotta go back. But see, back. Golf club, you can't try to weaponize something you could break yourself accidentally.
Yeah, that's true.
See, that's why I also went aluminum bat, because you can break a wooden bat.
Yeah.
Yes, true. And aluminum would be super light, too. Exactly.
Okay, so Ben, we'll let you bring your bat. What else are you bringing?
Oh, yeah. Socks and bat.
Yeah, for sure. Two.
I don't know what the extent of items we can bring. I'm going to steal an RV.
Oh.
Item.
Yeah.
Quote-unquote item.
Okay.
Yes. An RV is an item. When a retired couple is pooling their money together to try to live out their golden years, like, honey, I really had my eyes on an item we could just drive across the country.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm going to treat the Walking Dead scenario like I'm glamping.
Glamping. Okay.
I mean, why not?
All right, so you can have your RV.
You can have your bat.
You can have your bat.
Socks.
Your socks.
This might sound stupid. And my last two things, I'm going to save my dogs.
Your dogs.
Dude. I'm gonna bring my dogs with
me. Listen, I love my dog too, but like that's zombie meat right there.
Yeah.
And they bark. You're going to attract the zombies.
Yeah, and true. That's a factor. There is not a better alarm system in the world.
Or a draw-in system for the brain-eating things that are coming at you.
But I'll be in my RV. Yeah. That's true. Two entities that are also faster than you and can ditch you if you get in enough danger.
My concern with the RV would be gas.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
Yeah. Eventually run out.
Okay. Great.
Just switch to a new RV.
Find a new RV.
And then also... Me, my bat, and my dogs. And let me volunteer the obvious information that, Ben, you have my word as someone who has a very good chance of getting stuck with you in this zombie apocalypse. The second food gets sparse and you fall asleep, I'm eating your dog. I'm just going to say.
Oh, there it is. It's done. That's there so it is.
Sad. We're going to be upfront. We're not going to lie to ourselves here. I'm eating Ben's fucking dog.
Those dogs, the last thing they're going to see is AJ's hands coming at them. It's going to be terrible.
It's better than having to eat Ben.
Yeah, that's true. Benny's going to eat you. You're next. So.
I'd eat the dog. I'm with you, AJ. I know we would.
I'm going to bring my dog so they're a snack.
Yeah, it's not the worst. Now that it's put that way, that's not really the worst plan. No, it's not a bad item.
It's not a bad item.
It's not at all, though. Yeah, at one point they get old, they need to get put down anyway. So
Oh, Jesus. Okay, so here's the thing. We have had this discussion at our dinner table before. AJ, I know you have said that this does not surprise you. So there's going to be some dividing and conquering in our house, apparently. The whole stick together as a family, I guess, is not happening. My husband and son have decided that they're going north. Because in their head, apparently zombies don't go north or where it's cold. I think that's absolutely ridiculous. Mm-hmm. My daughter and I, she's going to be 19, we're heading to the nearest cruise ship. Mm-hmm. We're clearing that shit so no one's on it. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be drinking margaritas, swimming in that pool. We're going to bring a few friends along so they can hop into the boat and go get food for us when we need it. But we're going to float in the middle of the ocean on our cruise ship with our margaritas. I believe you and your daughter's coming. That's our plan. There is no five items. We're heading to the cruise ship, period. We're going to say goodbye to the husband and the son and be like, best of luck. Mm-hmm. See you later. We're going to our cruise ship.
I got a lot of issues with that. Yeah, the last place I'd go is the water because 100%. At one point, you're eventually going to have to get back to land. You're talking to me about the RV and fuel?
We're floating. We're floating in the middle, not far from land, and we're going to have a little tugboat beside it so that we can hop in that, go to land, get some food, come back.
My concern is hurricane season. Now, I don't know how it is for you guys. I always, in my mind, assume that North Carolina gets hit sometimes.
Oh, on the coast? 100%.
That would be my
own. You have to have hurricane insurance.
Yeah.
And also, like, if we're roving the countryside, whether it be rural Georgia or rural Calgary, we can always forage if things get too tough. If we're stranded in the middle of the Baltics, like, with no fuel for said tugboat or for a said cruise ship, like, that's just kind of the end of it. Like,
guys, there's fish all around us.
Yeah, you're also risking making all that noise. Oh, think about plumbing. What are you doing? Just shitting over the rail?
Right in the ocean, dude. It's a giant toilet.
You just got your friend holding your hand?
Yeah, don't let go.
Over the edge.
How are you wiping your ass? Because if we're in the woods, we can get... Things will get uncomfortable.
Dude, there's toilet paper. There's toilet paper on the cruise ship.
There is not an unlimited
amount of toilet paper.
That's why you send your buddy into the tugboat to go in to get some TP, guys.
But then you're making all that noise. You're making all that noise.
No, it's a quiet cruise ship. It's a quiet cruise ship. We're rowing, Ben. We're rowing. We're rowing to shore.
Although after all the toilet paper stuff last year, I'm not sure if there will be toilet paper. People will lose their minds.
As long as we're talking about how dicey this is, I'm sorry. Toilet paper is not a priority. It's a luxury in a zombie apocalypse.
Oh, yeah.
It's a luxury.
That's why you have extra socks, boys.
There's a luxury in COVID.
No, like, you know what also is a necessity in a zombie apocalypse? Mobility. If I have blisters on the bottom of my feet, my mobility is borderline non-existent. Mm-hmm. Socks are a must.
Socks are
and
a must.
Say, if you're on this tugboat, and you send someone out on the boat to get supplies, and they come back like, well, there was no food, but I brought all this toilet paper. Fuck you, all this fucking toilet paper. You've eaten 5 days. You don't fuck about this toilet paper.
Yeah. You know what? I'll be drinking my margarita, laughing, going, I don't need toilet paper.
Just numbing your way through it.
You're going to run out of booze, too. You know that, right?
We send the tugboat back in, guys. Like, come on.
If I send you out for supplies and you come back with a fifth of Burnett's, oh, I'm sorry, a quart, I forget our friends in the metric system, you come back with a quart of cheap squeeze bottle vodka, like, we haven't eaten in a week. I could care less about this.
So you drink your vodka while you're fishing because there's fish all around us. You're fishing, you're drinking, you're swimming, Mai Tais. It's brilliant.
For the love of God, did you catch one of Ben's stray dogs around like the beachfront area? We can barbecue his ass.
Let me tell you right now, you guys are not part of the plan.
That's fine. We'll wave to you from our cruise ship while you're in your dumb motor home with your dead dogs. We'll be on the cruise ship holding up our margarita. Bye, guys. See you. We're gonna die anyway, so we're going down, and we're going down happy.
Oh my God.
We're keeping it real about this. Let's talk about the elephant in the room. Everyone always says zombie apocalypse. I just get drunk. I'm not drinking a fucking thing.
It just slows you down.
It's also pronounced like, think about this, and I say this to someone with anxiety who has issues sleeping. I'm an extremely light sleeper. You think you're getting a good night's sleep in a zombie apocalypse, guys?
No. Like,
you could just wake up and look out of whatever apparatus you're sleeping in, you're just surrounded. Zombies don't sleep.
Nope.
You're not going to sleep. I want to be as mentally sharp as possible. I am not going to impair my motor skills in any way, shape, or form. And I'm sleeping with my shoes on every single
I've got a solution. I just thought of this right now. You know what we need? What? We need Segways. You're not running. You're not walking. You're on a motorized vehicle. It's brilliant. Just segue your shit through that zone. You boop, boop, have a little horn on it.
A giant stick, and you can just ram them.
Oh, with a machete on the end, it's like a weapon. You just
You're gonna have to build something for sure that way.
And you have to wear a helmet.
Yes, wear a helmet for safety. They can't get your brains that way with a helmet on.
First of all, the helmet thing with brains is brilliant. That's a very simple thing. It is quiet and very brilliant. Problem solved.
Right? This is what happens when the four of us get together. Shit gets solved.
Okay, so I guess on our list we're bringing hockey equipment then. So.
When I think about brute force and ramming things, the first thing I think is Segway, of course.
Right?
It's
brilliant.
The raw horsepower that a Segway brings. Like
2 miles an hour.
No. The wheels to spin.
A light hum. Here.
Turn this shit up.
You know what? You're almost better to get a Prius because then they won't hear you coming.
Oh, yes.
Prius. Yeah, not to mention that you're not going to need nearly as much gas either.
Okay. Sure. I already got one of those.
Yes, much like Brian the dog on Family Guy, Benjamin is a proud partial owner of a Prius.
Yeah, nice. A Prius and a motorhome, Benjamin. That's brilliant. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you also are giving the zombie something to follow, too. So what about that group of zombies? Like, hey, you know, the hundreds of thousands of zombies you passed while it's operational up and running, not a worry. The day it does break down, those group of zombies you passed, you know, 50 yards ago, now they know where you're going. Whatever zombies you break down past, now are fully aware of where you are.
They saw you turn left.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. Let me ask you guys some zombie apocalypse questions.
Okay.
Topographically, are you going city or country, or where do you feel like you're safest?
I'd go country.
Yeah.
Less population.
But the problem with that is, I think during a zombie apocalypse, people will go savage. They're trying to survive. So I feel like if you're in the middle of nowhere and someone approaches you,
you're done. They're going to kill you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The pros with the city is more resources. Mm-hmm. Like you're going to, like, just by proxy, there will be more food, there will be more supplies, there will be more of everything you need. However, your likelihood of getting cornered is now way better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And in a situation of duress, you're going to do the one thing that's going to spell your undoing, taking the high ground. That is the worst possible thing you can do in a zombie apocalypse. You never want to take the high ground because you are truly cornered in every imaginable way. And there's now no escape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Donna brought up a good point. What do vegan zombies eat?
Do they know they're vegan?
Yeah. Do they eat vegan people?
Well, of course, do they even know they're vegan? If they're vegan, step one is to fucking tell you about it every single time.
Guys, I'm a vegan zombie. I don't eat brains. Does anybody have anything more natural?
So these are brain-eating zombies. And if we're going brain-eating zombies, that's like a Night of the Living Dead type of situation. Mm-hmm. Walking Dead zombies were just...
They're flesh eaters.
Yeah, they were just... Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe the Canadian ones are just the brainy.
We're too nice to eat the whole body. We just want your brain.
Our zombies apologize before they eat you.
Sorry. I'm going to have to do this. I'm really sorry about this.
And the American ones will just eat anything you give them because we're all fat. Like,
where's the supersize? Where are the supersize people?
Yes. Put more sugar on it and triple it in size.
This is not good enough for me.
This is good for them.
And we'd still complain about it.
Yeah, you would. Yeah. This is crap meat.
It's like, we want extra sugar, three times as big, and no minorities can have any of it. American zombie apocalypse. We're here to save everyone who's not of color.
We're gonna stick to the Canadian apocalypse. Much nicer over here.
Yes, but you'll get the zombie vaccine like 6 months after the fact.
That's true. Oh my God. That's true. I feel like this is a good topic because, you know, we don't know those side effects from the vaccines yet. You know, we don't know. AJ?
First of all, this bad boy right here is freshly vaccinated.
I know, I'm so jealous.
And as far as some extreme soreness in the arm and just feeling kind of lethargic, I was told anyone that had COVID and then got the vaccine, you're going to feel like really tired and kind of sick. Mm-hmm. So I was kind of out of commission for 2 days. But now it's great to know that I'm totally 100% immune to this virus in any way, shape, or form. And I never have to wear a mask in my entire life.
Ever. Oh, so jealous.
This is what makes me hate Canada right now. Yeah. I can't even talk about it.
That was an exaggeration. I still wear a mask, guys. Yeah.
All the anti-maskers are like, woohoo! Yeah.
you tell him, brother. Like, he's a man of color. Like, whoa, well, I don't agree with everything.
Okay, so before we wrap this one up, Donna, did you want to add anything about your plan? Because
I felt like I would maybe go to a castle with a moat.
Oh,
a castle. Yeah. So
we like to live it up over here.
Yeah, like, isn't that to be a big one?
I'm gonna ask a question that could potentially be dumb, but I have to ask.
Okay,
this will be my second regionally dumb question in the last 3 weeks. I didn't know there was snow in Arizona, and everyone's like, "You're a moron." So, in my defense, it's the desert. I mean, is that really that crazy?
Okay, if it makes you feel better, I didn't know that either. So, thanks for that.
I had no idea. Someone said, like, I have one of my close friends lives in Arizona, and she was like, yeah, my parents' ski cabin. I was like,
ski? In Arizona? Yeah, you see on sand? I go sand skiing.
Like when I think of Arizona, I just think of, you know, the blazing hot 10-degree weather. I was like, snow? You guys have snow? And like, and she was kind enough to point out, like, no, this is one of those things you need to feel dumb about. You should have known that. So I told some other people, and apparently I'm just an idiot.
No, me too. Apparently. Did you know that?
I did.
You did know that?
Yeah.
Why doesn't that surprise you? God damn it.
Yeah, I knew that also.
Wait, shit, really?
So high five, Ben.
Thing, huh? Woo, we're idiots, yeah.
No, I did know that. I did know that.
With great height comes great knowledge.
I was going to say, us tall people know what's going on. Yeah, we know what's
the weather is different up here.
Yeah, we know it snows.
So let me ask my second regionally potentially dumb question.
Okay.
Are there potentially, are there castles in Canada?
Well, we have Castle Loma in Toronto.
Yeah, it's not really. It's not really a moat.
Castle. Like, it's not like your European castle.
Doesn't
it's
have any
like
dragons.
Yeah, it's like the, you know, when everybody came over here and they went, you know what? We need castles, and so they kind of did like a half-assed one.
Why are they laughing? They're laughing at dragons. What, you think there's no dragons and castles? Oh my god.
Because the way you said it was so dismissive. Like,
there's no dragons.
It's not even a dragon. You're going to do it right.
Yeah, every castle needs a dragon. It's just a thing.
Yeah, well, I'll just use Ben's dogs.
Benjamin, the way they're describing it, it sounds like a Biltmore house type of a situation.
Yes, that's what I'm hearing. It's more like it's just a big house.
Yeah.
We have in Western North Carolina called the Biltmore house. People come from around the world to see it, I guess.
Yeah.
It's just this, like, it is as close to being a castle, minus the pointy top. Other than that, it's a castle.
Does it have a moat?
It's Richie Rich's house.
No moat?
Richie Rich's house. Well, have you ever heard of Hearst Castle, that one out in California?
Oh, yeah. I am not. Benjamin's from California. He may know.
Yeah, because that is cool. I went there. That's something I would have. I got my swimming pool. It's way up on the hill. I'm looking out at the ocean.
Is there a moat?
There could be.
So we can be protected from...
There could be.
With a bridge, so we can get off.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe we'll go to the castle.
So we're clear here. Jeanette and Ben were fully aware of the California castle. Sorry, Donna and Ben.
Yeah.
Jeanette and I were once again totally in the dark.
Yeah. So I feel like we need to travel more, AJ, is what I'm getting.
apparently, we're just the foil of these two respective groups. We just haven't seen shit.
I haven't seen shit. It's true.
Ben and I just have too much time on our hands.
Donna and Ben just snowboarding in Arizona, and we're just sitting back soaking.
Yeah, we're like, wait, shit, it's snowing? I have no idea.
Okay, so who are you bringing with you, people-wise? Like, for me, I am bringing people who run slower than me.
Bait.
Oh, wow.
You're bringing the bait with you.
Yeah, there's got to be at least three of them that are slower than me.
Wait, shit, is that me?
I don't know. Well, no, because you were a sprinter. I'm not, like, I am not built for speed.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So okay. I need,
we need slow people. I got it. I got you.
Or I got to do like a, what was that called? A Nancy Kerrigan somebody or something?
Oh, you take them out of the knees? That's what I'm running? No, now you're slow.
Yeah. Something like that.
We're dealing with an I, Tanya situation.
I could start naming off people I'd bring, but it doesn't really matter because I say this with love, I say this with respect for you guys or my wife or any potential family members. Fuck all of you.
Fuck you.
Like, I'm here for us to survive. The second my desire to survive seems greater than yours, all bets are off.
Yeah. I'm out.
Taking notes. Did you hear that? We are not going in his direction.
Yeah, there's no I in team, but during a zombie apocalypse, team isn't even a fucking option.
It's not an option.
For me.
You guys are so savage. Is this an American thing?
Did you hear what he said?
No.
There's eyes in survive.
Oh, you want us to get
I'll fight the biggest motherfucker in the yard before just going down. I'm looking out for me.
Like, if we're foraging for supplies and trying to make it, and the first to be unnamed member of our little camp goes, you know, we really need some vodka and some Segways, and maybe we can make some Mai Tais. Like,
sounds like a vacation.
Sounds like a holiday to me.
It's like, yeah, you go out for those things. You will come back to an empty campsite.
Wow, that's rude.
Rude. We are out.
Hello, rude. You guys? I saw the vodka. Where are y'all at?
Rude. We're starving, and you're going out for shit paper.
I'll have snacks. I'll bring snacks back.
I'll bring snacks.
Calm
bring
down.
Dogs.
I'll have some cheese.
Establishes. Bring lots of dogs back.
Yeah, pets make sense.
No, it's sad. I can't. I love my dog. Yeah. It's terrible.
So basically what AJ's saying, he's like the guy in the airplane where you put your own mask on first.
Mm-hmm. Everybody, every man for themselves.
Yep.
Yeah, when we have Lassie slow roasted over an open fire, marinated.
Oh, God.
And some homemade dry rub.
Poor Timmy.
Sweet baby Ray.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that is good barbecue sauce, though.
Sold at Costco in the 2-pack.
Yeah. Side note.
That might taste actually kind of good.
Yeah. You tell me how much you wanted to drink that Mai Tai.
Yeah, enjoy your Mai Tai on your boat while I'm literally eating hot dog.
Oh, God. What a bunch.
Oh, man.
That was survive. Terrible, Ben.
Okay, so I have a question for you, Ben. What superstar are you bringing with you, and why is it Bruce
There's
Willis?
There's a gun to your head. You have to bring a superstar. Who is it? You have to throw Bruce Willis in.
If I have to bring a superstar, Bear Grylls.
Ooh, I never even thought of him.
Shit, yeah. Damn
yes.
It. Better than mine.
I'm going with him in his RV.
I was going to bring Vin Diesel because he's so badass and he just sounds hot when he talks. I'm going to need that.
He's only like 5'8", apparently.
Shut up. He's got massive muscles and he sounds good when he talks. That's all that matters.
Okay, and here we are.
She's angry about it, AJ. She's angry.
Bringing a fantasy man with me, I'm bringing Tom Hardy.
Oh.
Quote unquote, fantasy man.
Sorry, that's where she was going with Vin Diesel. I was like, oh, if I just gotta bring a hot dude. I'm bringing Tom Hardy. I'm bringing a hot lady I'm taking Kate Upton. Like, I don't know what to tell you.
AJ, who are you bringing?
So I thought about this, and I thought if
Jameis Winston.
I was going to say the mount, first of all, we're not going to talk about football because Donna said some rather discouraging things, Benjamin, that I'll share with you off air. They're horrendous. Horrendous.
He's still angry about it.
Anyway, I thought about saying the mountain from Game of Thrones because he's going to help. He's going to help Forge.
Yeah.
He's a strong guy. We got to carry shit. We got to kill shit in some places. Mm-hmm. This dog whistle that I'm going to bring is my fifth item to summon all the dogs for dinner every night.
That's so awful.
Which is quietly brilliant. The food will come to you.
The food will come to you.
Just watching the mountain from Game of Thrones casually just kill those dogs, it would be too awkward.
Oh my God!
I just said it would be too awkward.
Oh my Lord!
Watching him just break these poor dogs' necks.
No! No,
Mr. Mountain.
We're going to have PETA after us now. Thanks, guys. No.
As big and strong as you are, I'm not here for dog murder. However, it has come to my attention that if you possess this strength, you could also murder me with the same amount of ease. I'm going to dial it down to someone the size of a regular human being because you could murder me and or have your way with me. There's nothing I can do about it.
Woo! That just took a turn.
So, minus dog murder and this man defiling me, I have now narrowed it down to either Gordon Ramsay, because he can motivate people.
Yes. And he can cook.
He can fucking motivate people. I say this with all love and respect, Jeff. When you come back with like, I've got cheap vodka and toilet paper, and Gordon Ramsay just slowly looks up and goes,
you're an idiot sandwich.
You're an idiot sandwich.
Are you a fucking moron?
No, he will have a brilliant recipe for the vodka. Be like, good, I've got some meat here for you.
Look, we're starving, yes? It's a zombie apocalypse, yes? And you come back with paper to wipe your bum?
If you're not eating, you're not pooping, and you won't need the toilet paper, okay? I've got snacks. I clarified that. I don't only have vodka, but I've got some effing snacks, too. So you know what? F the both of you. I'm eating the snacks myself. Donna can have some. Eat your fucking dog. I don't even care. I'm having Cheetos.
And we will also say this. If you want to get into a swear word competition with another blonde individual, Gordon Ramsay will best you with that.
True, oh my God,
that's
true.
He'll eat me alive, actually.
Yes. He is option two. Option two, Just because I've watched all the Mission Impossible movies in the last year. Mm-hmm. Tom Cruise, because he can seemingly run an unlimited amount of distance without ever being tired.
Yes.
And without food, water, or sleep, he's seemingly incapable of toppling an entire nation hell-bent against capturing him, bring justice, and provide everything you need at the nick of time.
Yeah.
On a moment.
Yeah, I like it. And he's not scared. He does his own stunts.
And he holds his breath for an insane amount of time.
Yes.
Underwater.
Yeah.
And he's teeny tiny, so he won't take a lot of supplies.
Yeah.
But what if he turns into a zombie? Like, I know we're
just
talking
club
about
him with your bat, he's Ben. Like just club player. The shit out of him. Remember, with your aluminum bat, you club him and then we eat him.
Yeah, and then we take his socks.
Then we take his socks and underwear. I'll have the socks. You guys can have his underwear.
Ben, I don't know how recently you watched Mission Impossible. The second that man is bitten, he's creating a tourniquet of some sort to lop it off at the infection.
True.
And then fastening a new surrogate arm.
Yeah, he'll have a vaccine.
Surrogate arm.
He'll have a vaccine for himself.
Yeah, exactly. Out of urine.
Out of urine and moss.
Or something.
Yeah, you see, they say, talk about Chuck Norris. Ethan Hunt is not given the credit he deserves. He will not be stopped.
Agreed.
Who are you bringing?
Well, I'm bringing Vin Diesel because he's
right.
Just
oh, that's
up
right.
Muscle.
Yes, Vin Diesel.
He sounds
yeah.
good.
Yeah. But for more of like a practicality reason.
But if we're speaking practicality,
my Bear Grylls answer crushes your Vin Diesel.
You know what? That is
you know
exactly.
What? I might have to go with MacGyver.
So we're going with fictional characters also.
What context are we talking MacGyver? Because he's probably 70 years old.
No, the young MacGyver. The young MacGyver.
That so survivalist, yeah, he would be good. He would be good.
Yeah.
If we're talking that mantra or arena, Rambo, John Rambo is going to really make the best of this situation.
Yeah.
Superman.
Knight Rider. Knight Rider, because he's got a talking car, and during a zombie apocalypse, I feel like that would be a hella good time right there.
Time out. So David Hasselhoff and Mr. Feeny?
Could you imagine? Just picture all these people.
Don't hassle the Hoff there, AJ.
Yeah. Hasselhoff behind the wheel, and Mr. Feeny is his Siri, essentially.
Car, drive me from the zombies, and then it
yeah,
just takes
right
off.
True. With us on the segways behind.
Yeah, trying to keep up.
Heading to the castle.
Drop the bridge.
Head to the castle with Jeanette's boat in the moat.
Watch out for the dragon.
That's right. Yeah, you can put your boat in the moat.
And you just see Gordon Ramsay in the distance just berating me.
Yeah, just shaking
his
head.
I'm going to ride that cruise ship around your moat, keep circling, over, just toss food in the boat.
Totally.
Brilliant.
So basically we're making a commune is what we're doing.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that sounds like we have a plan.
See, every morning on the boat, you just see shirtless Tom Cruise dive off the side with a knife in his teeth.
Yeah.
And he just services bedecked in fish as he climbs the side of the boat.
He rides a shark onto the cruise ship and was like, dinner. Gordon Ramsay comes along is like, I've got a recipe for that shit. We're going to grill that up.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you see a humpback whale doing a little midair dive. And while in midair, he's like, is that Tom Cruise slitting his throat?
Like in an armhole?
In a headlock?
And then we can all look at each other and go, he's with us.
Yeah, we brought him.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Vin Rams is in a van parked on the beach, like organizing, working aggressively with Tom Cruise to make the whole thing happen.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
my Vin God. Diesel and Tom Hardy are just shirtless.
Oh, see? That's got to be in there. That's got to be in there. If I'm going to die, that's got to be in there.
Oh, my God. That's too fun. Well, it sounds like we have a plan, so we're set.
Yeah, we're good.
Mm-hmm. Let's do it. Okay, so now we're going to do a quick rapid fire, something fun with you guys. We're calling this love, hate. So we each have two things. We're going to say it and we're going to go around each other and you have to say whether you love it or hate it.
Let's do this.
Okay. So Jeanette,
go.
You go
ready?
First with yours.
Pineapple on pizza.
Ben?
Love it.
Hate it.
Ben, that's so aggressive.
Was it our second episode ever? Was pineapple? Oh, sorry, Hawaiian pizza greater than pepperoni pizza? Mm-hmm. That was our second episode ever.
I did. I listened to that one. But since I told you that pineapple pizza was created about an hour away from us in Chatham, Ontario,
full of information right here. She's like an encyclopedia. Mm-hmm. So you hate it, Ben? That's unfortunate. I'm sorry for you.
Fruit shouldn't be hot.
Ben, can you please give them the proper pronunciation for what they just said?
Encyclopedia.
Yes, as Ted Mosby just told us, encyclopedia.
Encyclopedia.
What is that, French for something? Or Italian?
No, it's just the proper pronunciation.
Oh.
Encyclopedia? Well, there you go.
Encyclopedia.
Padia.
Padia?
Encyclopedia.
Encyclopedia.
Wow, every time I do a podcast with these guys, I learn something
new. I learned something new. All right, Ben, you go with yours. Give it to us.
AJ's laughing.
I didn't know I was going to do it right.
Go, hurry up, Ben. Hurry up.
Waffles or pancakes?
Waffles.
Waffles.
Which I love.
Okay.
I think we just triggered AJ.
that's our first episode ever.
Waffles.
Yeah.
And AJ declares pancakes. Waffles are, in fact, better. AJ,
please go through.
Yes.
Please go through the. Please go through the archives of iTunes, Spreaker, Google, and Spotify. AJ for this greater good. Better spelled GRAR. Found on all major podcast platforms.
Waffles are in fact better.
But here, do you want to hear something mind blowing? Is we have a waffle maker, but we use pancake batter in the waffle maker. Sorry, Ben.
To make popples.
To make
popples.
Panfuls.
Waff cakes.
Okay, I've got one with the context that you guys have provided because Ben cannot follow format.
Okay. Thanks, Ben.
Blue cheese dressing. Love it or hate it.
Oh, gross. Hey. It smells like vomit and socks. It's disgusting. Who puts that shit on anything that they eat?
Look, I get what you, like, I'm very passionate about it. I also hate it. I get where you guys were going. Let's put some cheese. When in doubt, put cheese in it. Everyone will like it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just like, it's the texture of lard. I feel
It smells horrible. It smells like belly button.
A lot of people like it on their chicken wings, but do you smell a lot of belly buttons? Like,
their faces are like, hey, wait, what?
It's her hobby.
I smell belly buttons. I don't know
what's the texture. And it's just too, like, thick.
Yeah.
When I dip some chicken wings in, like, ranch dressing, I don't want the dressing to be, like, 80% of, like, the experience. Yeah. It's just, like, so thick and gelatinous.
It stinks.
And there are people who just, like, swear by it. Like, no, not at all.
No.
Blue cheese, it takes over.
Yeah.
It does take 100%. Over. Yeah, it does 100%. Take over.
It's disgusting.
All right, I got one for you.
Okay.
Country music.
Hate.
Love it.
Oh, of course you do. AJ. Of course you do, AJ.
No, AJ didn't.
I was
going to
say, AJ's in the middle.
You're in the middle.
We are in the South. It's impossible to have no time to go through. I like old country music, like Hank Williams and Merle Haggard.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like Charlie Daniels.
I'm pretty sure, for AJ's bachelor party, we drove like a couple hours away. Who did we listen to for a lot of the time? Who do you like? Tracy, or who is it?
Why are you doing this to me?
Yeah, out him.
It's not Brad Paisley.
Hold on, I'll find it right now. I can't believe you're making me.
And it's not Tracy Adkins. It's
it's Randy Trapp. It's
Randy Trapp.
Oh, I love Randy Travis. I do like Randy Travis.
I'm gonna love you forever.
Oh,
forever.
You're welcome,
everybody. Forever,
amen. I mentioned something about Randy Travis, and someone in the room laughed. And I was like, "No, really, I really want to hear that song."
I'm not kidding.
No, for real.
All right, Jeanette, you're up. Yeah. Round two.
Ready? Socks to bed.
No.
Hate.
Hell no. Hell no. I don't trust people. I do not trust people who wear socks to bed.
It depends on the context.
No.
I found like at my house, never. However, I've noticed when I'm on vacation, I tend to wear socks to bed because I keep the room just so, like, frigid since I don't have to pay for it. The AC is just, like, on
humming.
Creek, as Al Bundy once put it. Like, it is frosty in that room.
That's funny.
Plus, like, there's something about hotel rooms that are already naturally colder.
They are
like
cold.
Yes.
They're freezing. I sleep so good when I'm in them.
Yeah.
Yeah, like,
but even then, I don't wear socks.
But even then, they only give you, like, the blanket they give you is like a Kleenex.
I feel like every hotel I've ever said, they give you too many, but I have to, like, peel some of them off.
What?
Oh, yeah?
There's, like, five blankets on the bed. There's the fuzzy one that everyone loves.
Yep.
The standard sheet. there's the big comforter. There's usually a fourth sheet in play there. Like, this is also weird. I am a comforter or bust person.
So not duvet?
Yeah, don't give me the sheet. Don't give me any of the other horse shit. I just want the comforter.
That's what my son
I'm
is like that.
I'm sitting on my bed right now. And
whoa, Ben. It's not that kind of show,
a fussy blanket and a quilt.
Wait a minute. Jeanette just told us it's not that kind of show. You let off with the quote-unquote shirtless hot guys. Ben went into an in-depth discussion about
being on his bed.
His fuzzy blanket.
I thought we should stop there, you know, keep it PG.
You're right. You're right. This podcast is brought to you by Disney.
All right, Ben, you're up.
Go,
ask
Ben.
Us.
No pressure. I hope you were thinking this whole time.
Beets.
Oh, I love beets.
I love beets.
Especially... Oh! That's
Wait,
aggressive.
What? Is that a real question?
No one fucking loves beets.
I love beets.
I've never had beets in my life.
Like pickled beets,
I love
though.
Pickled beets.
Pickled beets. Yes.
Oh, my God.
I will eat anything. Like, I am a garbage disposal when it comes to... I hate, despise with all my heart beets.
But how do you hate... There's not a lot of flavor to them. They're so neutral.
Yeah.
Then how do you love them?
Because of that. They're so good.
They're neutral.
They're so are mushrooms. Do you eat mushrooms? The food kind, Ben? The food kind, Ben. The food kind.
Not yet, Ben. Not the devil's pizza
topping. Devil's pizza topping.
That's fine. All right, you're up, AJ.
Go.
Oh, God, it just escaped. Crap. What is it called?
I can go if you want and then come back.
Yeah, I literally had it. Yeah.
Okay.
Go back.
Okay. Bachelor/Bachelorette.
Bullshit, drama, can't stand it.
I've never seen either, but...
Good, you're missing nothing.
They filmed an episode here a few years ago, and one of the guys I worked with at the time got in trouble because he was supposed to just be in the background of this restaurant and dining situation. And he got so drunk, he made a scene and ruined, 10 takes of the episode.
Oh, my God, that's too funny.
Yes!
I would have watched that episode.
I would have watched that one.
Yes.
And quite literally caused them to have to do an extra day of taping because they couldn't technically kick him out because he hadn't done anything wrong, and they didn't rent out the space. Because if you rent out the space,
yeah,
they can tell you to leave.
Yeah.
But the Bachelor people didn't rent out the space. They just asked if it was okay to film. If it's okay to film, you don't have a right to tell anybody to come or go as long as they're not.
That's too
funny.
That's
good to know, because
that's
I feel like we could be in the background doing some fun things.
Oh my God, yeah.
My love it or hate it, bagels.
Bacon?
Love bagels.
Them. Bagels?
Bagels.
Oh,
I love bagels.
Yeah,
love
delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Bing, 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 bing,
bing. What the hell? Who doesn't like bagels?
Fuck bagels.
What?
Bagel
What's
brother,
wrong
dumbest.
With bagels?
What's wrong with
first,
bagels?
First of all, Benjamin, don't you forget where your proverbial bread is buttered.
This is a newer show. I don't give a fuck.
You can ditch that California talk somewhere else. You live in this part of the country.
Oh,
we don't
God.
Tolerate that bagel culture. We are biscuits or bust.
Biscuits I do
that's
love.
That's a different thing.
Give me a fucking biscuit. If I choose between bacon, egg, and cheese bagel or bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit,
I'd be on
it's
biscuit.
Not even a discussion.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's not even a discussion.
Yeah.
But I'm not so hatey against bagel. You're so hatey against them.
I don't get it. It's just toasted bread with some cream cheese smeared on. Like, that's breakfast?
Yes.
Like, that's it.
You got to toast it, though.
Well, you have to toast it.
Yeah, you got to toast it or it's too doughy.
So, buttered toast is breakfast. That's just it. Like,
yes.
Lots of people just eat toast for
yes.
breakfast. Are you fucking new?
Hey, so-and-so is bringing breakfast for everyone. Awesome. And he shows up with a bunch of fucking bagels and shit to smear on top of it. Like, listen, in my mind, I allow Chick-fil-A, maybe even McDonald's. Some other things crossed my mind, and you showed up with buttered bread.
Wow. Okay, so if we're ever invited down in their part of the world, do not bring bagels.
We're not bringing bagels.
Or cream cheese.
But I am on
or
the
beets.
Biscuit train. I do love a good biscuit, I have to say.
Donna, if you love a good biscuit, this is the place you need to be.
Mm-hmm.
We can show you some things that will blow your mind.
Okay.
Oh, you want a biscuit.
That sounds good.
Donna, Juan, Anita, Bojangles.
There's some merch coming, ladies.
Yeah, I like merch.
Well, we're gonna round this up, and we can't thank you guys enough for being on.
Thank you.
That was so much fun. You guys always make us laugh, so.
Yep, it was a good time. Thanks. Now that I know your plan, I know where I am going and not going. And you guys stay nice or you're not coming to our castle with our floating cruise ship, which is totally reasonable. With our dragon. Our dragon will eat all the zombies.
That close, as we saw in Game of Thrones, that is not a guarantee. Game of Thrones taught us nothing. There's nothing about that.
Yeah, it's true. Anyway,
all right. Thanks for listening, guys.
Thanks for joining us on season 2 of the Midlife Club podcast. Want to check us out on social media? Head on over to Facebook at the Midlife Club podcast, on Instagram at the Midlife Club podcast, or Twitter at mid_podcast. Thanks so much, and talk to you next week.